Hey, I'm not sure I can get out of here.
You're too fat.
That's what he said, and then he was gone. Oh, yeah? Well, you're gonna have a fat lip if you don't. Jake, we need to discuss this. No kidding. Drover? Drover! Get yourself back in here and help! Just when it appeared that I had solved the case and everything was turning out right, I found myself trapped on a remote desert island. Too much candy, I suppose. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was. I mean, you know where I stand on the issue of tight and creepy places, right? I hate them. I tried to turn around. I couldn't move. Just then, in the silence and darkness, I heard Drover's voice.
Oh my gosh, Hank, come quick. Slim just drove up, and you know what he found? All the saddles are missing from the saddle shed.
Well, of course they are. I've already told you that a nice little cobbler showed up and...
Yeah, but he wasn't a nice little cobbler. He was a nice little thief. Slim said so.
Huh? I cut my eyes from side to side. My thoughts tumbled and swirled. The pieces of the puzzle began falling apart. Holy smokes, I had been duped, used, tricked by that sneaky little... Okay, Drover, listen carefully. We have a problem here. I'm trapped in Madabaster, and you must... Drover? Drover? The little... I couldn't believe it. He had just walked off and left me in there. Trapped, buried, untombed, stranded, alone. He would pay for this. It was then that the full seriousness of my situation came crashing down on me. Maybe you think I just lay there in the darkness crying over this cruel turn of events. No, sir. I hit the panic alarm and went to robust howling and moaning, fellers. And we're talking about pulling out all the stops. I was so desperate, I howled a song about my plight. Plight. Whatever.